Oh, you mean the made a darning egg? Darning egg? You talking about that? Or I've seen China eggs made out of, look like eggs that used to put in socks to darn with. And also I've seen the China eggs that decorated with flowers on them that people use for decorations of them, that maybe a little dresser things, storage.
Okay. If you had to get your water from a well, what would you call the thing to carry it in? Carry the water in?
The bucket.
Okay, and is there any difference? Would you call it anything else? If it were, well, would it be made out of wood or out of metal, or does it matter?
Used to call them old oaken buckets, I think. Usually used to be wood. I guess they have metal ones now. I don't know.
We jump back to the farm, but have you ever been around when people have a bucket in the kitchen where they throw food scraps that they're going to take out to the hogs?
No, I've never been around one of those.
Okay.
I think they call it slopping the hogs, though, don't they?
What do you call a utensil that you fry eggs in?
I call it a frying pan.
And would it make any difference whether it's a flat bottom or sort of rounded bottom?
To fry, it makes a difference in, I guess, sliding them out.
But you still call it a frying pan, regardless?
Yeah, I do. I'll skillet.
And would a skillet mean anything different to you, or just interchangeable?
No, a skillet and a frying pan mean the same.
What about, have you ever seen the type that had legs that would be used in cooking in the fireplace?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Do you know a name for that? Okay. And what about the big black container people used to have in the backyard to washing clothes?
You used to call them the wash pots, I think.
Okay.
I think they made soap in them too, didn't they? Soap kettle.
And the container that you would put cut flowers in?
Vase.
And what about for a living plant?
Flower pot.
And the eating utensils you set at each plate for a meal?
Knives, forks, and spoon, cutlery.
Okay.
I call it flat silver.
Flat silver.
Mm-hmm.
And after the meal, then what do you have to do with the dishes?
I rinse them off and put them in the dishwasher.
Okay.
You have to wash them anyway.
And
clear the table first. Yeah.
Before the days of dishwashers, what would you call the piece of cloth you used to wash the dishes?
Dish rag, dish mop.
And what about the piece that you used to dry them?
Dish towel.
And then the piece of cloth you used to wash your face?
Washcloth.
And to dry yourself?
Towel, bath towel.
Okay. In order to get the water in the kitchen sink, what is it you have to turn on?
The tap or the faucet.
And does it make any difference in what you call it, if it's the one outside you use for the hose?
I usually call them faucets out there.